everybody. Welcome to Cheat Day, where every day is a good day to walk down memory lane with your host, Kristen, gender pronouns she, her, hers.
And your host, Frankie, gender pronouns he, him, his.
And today we're going to take a walk down memory lane, episode 10.
Episode 10.
Season finale.
Yes.
This is the finale of our season. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about the past 9 episodes and mm-hmm. goals for the next season.
Correct.
And guests that we want to have.
Dream guests.
Dream guests.
We're going to dream big.
You know, I was thinking about the guests I wanted to have, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure I could get her to come here. And then I was like, but wait a minute.
But wait.
Wait just a minute. What about people that I just want to come and I want to talk to and I want to interview?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Ellen DeGeneres and Beyonce.
Okay, that's the dream cast.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And Michael B. Jordan. Our people are going to call your people Michael B. Jordan.
Yes, and they will
we get your fine ass on the show.
And by our people, we mean us.
We mean us.
Yeah. We are our people.
Team of two.
Yep, multitasking.
It's two simple girls with a dream.
Two simple girls with a dream.
Wink.
And my dream involves Michael B. Jordan.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes. So where do we start?
Well.
How about, ooh.
Start in the beginning.
Okay, that's so true. Do you want, what were your top 2 episodes that you just lived for?
Oh, wow. All right, so my favorite 2 episodes, I would have to say 6, which is mental health. Uh-huh. I think that episode, we shared a whole lot of ourselves, and I think I learned a lot about the things that I deal with as far as mental health and how, just doing the research for the show, how prevalent it is and how it's such an important topic to discuss, to bring up with other people. And then I liked episode 5, which was social media influencers. And I liked that episode because we had just gone to Fatchella at the Plus Bus and had an amazing time. And we were able to talk about it during when we came back to record just about all the positive experiences that we had there. So, yeah. I mean, I like all of our episodes, but I think those 2 are high on my list. If I had to put them all on like, from 1 through 10. Although this is 10, so we don't know what this one's going to turn out like.
Right, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
Okay, I would definitely mental health.
Yeah.
Favorite episode, hands down. Mm. Just because I feel like I have so much to share in that arena. And I like normalizing it.
Yeah.
And then also the love episode.
Mm. How come?
Just talking about like self-love, loving yourself, what that looks like, how to do. I think we're always trying to figure out how to love ourselves.
Yeah.
So again, I just think it's a good topic to bring up because I think it's something that everybody struggles with. Mm-hmm. No matter what you look like or where you're from or what you're doing.
Yeah.
I think everybody struggles with having confidence and loving who they are today.
Correct.
I think it's like and even if you do love who you are today, it's still like an ongoing daily practice of doing that. It's not like you arrive there and you never go back.
Right.
So that was, yeah, I would say those were my top 2 favorite episodes. I like social media influencers too. If I had to pick a third one, because we did just go to Fatchella, I'm with you on that, and that was so much fun.
Yes.
I had such a blast.
Me too. I also like the fashion one because, you know, I love fashion. So we got to talk about it for a minute. And talk about plans and things that we want to do. But I think it's funny, though, if you look at all of them. I mean, I think that, and I don't say this often, but I think that we have grown from the first one, which was This Is Us. Uh-huh. We were both, like, brand new at this, nervous. And I never like to have any attention on me. So you think that this would be like really easy for me to do because nobody's looking at me except for you and I'm comfortable with you. But still, like the minute that I get close to the mic, it's like I got nervous. and then listening to myself, and I start judging my voice and my accent, and I take too many pauses, and I do this and that or the other. Which is funny, though, because those are things that you don't think about when you're having conversations with people in regular life. But then the minute that you have, like, this equipment in front of you, it's like, it's difficult.
Like, the pressure is on.
Yeah.
To perform.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting to, like, if we go back to This Is Us and how much we, you know, telling our stories and to see the growth from episode to episode. It's nice. Yeah.
And I think I agree, and I think we'll only get better and better and better mm-hmm. as we continue to walk down this podcast lane.
Mm-hmm.
Being on, feeling confident.
Yeah.
Me, like, just feeling more prepared. I never feel prepared enough. And I do look forward to bringing on guests.
Yeah.
Because I love chit-chatting with people, getting to know people.
Yeah.
On, like, a real basic human level.
Correct. And I think it's, if we want to share some of the ideas that we have for season two, is that we want to incorporate this sort of talk show concept to podcast or to the cheat day, to have it sort of like bring in more guests, you know, have the conversation aspect between you and I will not be lost. Like, we'll have that in the beginning, bring in a guest, and then, you know, include somebody else that has something to share with people out there, and have the different topics as well, but just having other voices come. You know, we just want to be show diversity and inclusion and different experiences.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because I think that was the reason why we started this to begin with, is because at least I can speak for myself. My voice, I didn't hear it represented out there. Like, you know, I didn't know of any, like, chubby, brown, and gay, you know, fashion people out there that were speaking. I mean, I've discovered a few, none that have podcasts, I don't believe, but in other medias.
Right.
But I think that we still need to have more.
Right.
Because that's where we have the power.
Mm-hmm.
How about for yourself?
Okay, what was the question?
Some of the reasons.
I got lost in what you were saying.
Well, I was saying, like, one of the reasons why I started this was because I noticed that there was a lack of
representation.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the same. Mm-hmm. Just as far as more, like, going a little bit deeper, like, fat woman, you know, mental health issues, addiction, eating disorder. Like, I didn't feel like that combination was necessarily, like, I sound like a hot mess on paper. I sound like a hot mess on paper. I probably sound like a hot mess on a podcast too, but I'm actually not a hot mess, only on paper. But I just think it's really important that these things are discussed mm-hmm. and these topics are brought to the table, and in a way that, like, people can swallow. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, I've always felt like when I talk about my life that it gets really depressing for people.
Yeah.
But again, like, I don't have shame around what I've been through. I'm just sharing my experiences. If people ask me specific questions, I'll answer them honestly.
Mm.
And I feel like there's still a lot of room to normalize these things
yeah.
as the human condition
mm-hmm.
and not something to feel sorry for somebody about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just want to normalize being human.
Absolutely.
I think we're so prone to, like, put on a show and everything's fine and everything's great and everything's pretty and I'm fabulous and I have no problems and everything's wonderful, but that's mm-hmm. just not the case.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's the human existence. I think that's a part of.
Yeah.
I think sometimes it is really pretty and wrapped up with a nice little bow.
Yeah.
But I think life can also be really ugly.
Absolutely.
And I want to be able to talk about it.
Yeah. That's perfect. And 'cause I think I often fear, I think one of my biggest, and I know that you know that I sometimes have, like, these little freak outs about the podcast and how I worry about the way that I come across, how uninteresting I can be, or how I don't know how it will progress in a way that people will remain interested. And I think all I have to do is think about, I watch a lot of YouTube, and sometimes the channels or the people that I watch the most are the people who are just living their lives. They just happen to be doing it on YouTube. They don't necessarily always have the most like super interesting, high concept video. Sometimes it's just them sitting at home with their dog eating pizza.
Trisha Paytas.
Or, you know, like a lot of the British YouTubers, a lot of them are just living their lives and going through their day and their experiences. There's something about the human experience that is inspiring to me. And I, and I'm sure that it is inspiring to others, because they wouldn't have as many followers as they do if it wasn't. So what I have to remind myself of is that I don't always have to have the most amazing concept or the most amazing guests or the most amazing this or that or the other. Like, sometimes my voice, my experience is enough that somebody's going to want to listen to it and relate and know that maybe somebody else is going through that. Okay, I thought I was the only one, but now I know that I'm not. So those are the things that I have to continue to remind myself of, and not try to hurry to get to a place, or try to hurry to look at who's doing what, and, oh, I need to be doing this too, or why am I not at this place, or why don't I have as many whatevers as this person? Like, if it does come, great. If it doesn't, fine. Like, I'm doing this for me, and if we reach one person, then we've done what we're supposed to do, and that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And we're actually reaching more than one person.
Right, 30-40.
Give or take. 30-40, give or take. Actually, I think that number was correct as far, yeah.
I think that is correct.
30-40, give or take, in between.
I think that is correct.
But that's more than we were reaching, you know, last March.
Correct.
You know, this last March.
Or April.
We just started. Our trailer was the last.
Trailer was March.
Yeah, and then April.
The bulk of the, yeah, because April had five, I think.
Mm-hmm. So we're reaching people.
Yeah. I think we just, I have to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to always have like good quality and like, but it's that thing that you always like worry what people are going to think. And I'm overcritical of myself. You know, like sometimes I listen to our podcast and I'm like, Kristen is such a star. Like, what can I be more like Kristen?
Oh my God.
You know, it's like, you're so charismatic and you can express yourself in such a fun way. And I'm like, why can't I be more like Kristen?
Because you're Frankie.
Right.
That's why.
And I'm good enough.
Absolutely.
But that's what I have to remind myself of frequently.
Mm-hmm. On a daily basis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the comparing and the why am I not here and why am I not there and why am I not... It's a building thing, you know what I mean? You have to build a solid foundation before you can build a building.
Yeah.
You know, and then the building has to be built before you start, like, painting walls.
Yeah.
And then walls have to be painted before you start bringing in furniture.
Correct.
See what I'm saying? So it's like a process.
We're building a house.
We're building a house. Yeah. My house, my house, my house.
Team Tati.
Yes! And Precious.
And Precious.
Oh.
And Alex. I love them all.
I love them all.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think like I'm not in a hurry, right? Like my whole thing is I want to have fun and I want to make money, but mostly I want to make fun.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm trying to say.
You want to make
fun. I want to make fun. I want to make fun. I want to have fun.
Yes.
You know, like we've talked about this before, that this is really an opportunity for self-care and being creative and I love talking.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love talking to people. I love connecting with people. I love getting to know people.
Mm-hmm.
And I love relating to people because I know how it makes me feel. So that's, I think, a huge reason why I do want to do the podcast, because I know what it feels like to not feel alone. I know what it feels like to feel heard.
Yeah.
I know what it feels like to feel understood. Mm-hmm. And I think that those are things that we can do with this podcast. I want to get to a point with the podcast where I just feel comfortable doing it.
Yeah.
Because I still don't totally feel comfortable.
But I think we're getting there.
I think we are too. Like, I get caught up on my words, and then I say something that I think is stupid, and mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God, everybody's going to think I'm stupid.
Right.
And then I'm like, who gives a shit what people think?
Exactly.
People are going to think what they're going to think. And, you know, when you put yourself out there in this day and age, there's always going to be trolls and people who their life's purpose, which we talked about last week, their life's purpose is to try to make people feel like shit.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because they feel shitty themselves and they're bored, or I don't even know what. I don't know why anybody would take the time to go to someone's Instagram page or Facebook or YouTube channel and like write, "You're a fat cow and you should right. kill your," like, why?
Right.
I don't get that, but I know that as we continue to grow and we continue to put ourselves out there, that is in store.
Mm.
Because that people, that's just what people do.
Right.
You get the good and the bad, the yin and the yang.
Yeah.
You know, the light and the dark.
We just can't focus our attention on that.
On the negativity.
Yeah.
So, I think we're going to do, you know, we've got some of the feedback we've gotten is that people feel like there's a lot of potential in this podcast mm-hmm. and they're excited to see where we're going to take it. And so am I, because I kind of know, but I kind of don't know. Like, you can have plans.
Mm.
There's like a saying, like, not necessarily God, but a higher power. Like, you make plans and your higher power laughs.
Yeah.
It's usually kind of how it goes.
Yeah, you never know.
You just never know.
We're along for the ride.
That's right.
Yeah.
Trying to have a good time. Trying to make fun.
Make some fun. Let's make some fun, Kristen.
Frankie.
But since we are, you know, making fun
mm-hmm.
and making plans... let's talk about season two
okay.
and some of the people. I mean, let's dream big.
Okay.
Some of the guests that you would love to have mm-hmm. sitting here with us, or through Skype, or I don't know. We're trying to figure out how to do this, but through, you know, a long distance interview. Let's talk about some of those people. Just mentioning names. We're gonna have a vision board. We'll probably post it on Instagram.
We're going to vision board the shit out of a board.
We are. Not like a digital board.
Oh, okay. Oh, really?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I'm so old school. Like, let's get some magazines and some glue sticks.
No, I do have an idea for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I call people on the phone and I use glue sticks.
Yeah. You are an old-fashioned gal.
Oh, my God.
I just said gal.
You did.
Gal.
You did.
I'm a dick.
You're not. You are not a dick.
Okay.
Okay. So guess.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that we should start local.
Agree.
I would love to chat with, okay, so here's an idea that I have.
Okay.
I think it would be nice to collaborate with other up-and-coming podcasts.
Okay.
Such as... What is
Fat Club?
Fat Club podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they have been very kind to us. I want to have Megan Tonjes.
Yes.
Megan Tonjes is amazing, and I would love to laugh with her, and I would love to chat with her about whatever, really. Her social media life.
Absolutely. And her career.
Yeah. Her music.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen her lately, her postings?
Yeah.
She's doing a lot of very body positive stuff.
Wouldn't it be fun if we could have performances?
Oh, my God, yes.
I don't see why we can have that.
Okay.
We should, like, try to
like a variety show.
Yeah.
Like a musical guest, interviews.
Oh, we can have a performance.
We can have a performance here and in my apartment when we move. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, because, yes. I mean, all we need is a mic that's connected to this Focusrite.
And they can plug in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Plug in their guitar.
And we have guitars. We have basses. Are these basses? These are basses. They're basses.
Okay.
Yeah. Two of them.
The possibilities are endless.
They really are.
Love to have musical performances. Also, Cesar Cummings.
Yes.
I would love to have. Cesar Cummings is a local designer that we met at Fetchella. And he was incredibly lovely. Him and his boyfriend.
His partner was amazing. They both were amazing.
Yeah.
Like, they're both magical on their own.
Yeah.
But together, even more magical. Yeah.
We should have them together.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we'll
We'll have our people reach,
reach out
to their people.
So we're going to call them.
We're going to Instagram. We're going to slide into the
DMs. We're not going to call because we don't have their numbers.
We
don't. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have it later. Okay. What are some of the people you have?
Well, some of my dreams. Well, okay, so Tess Holliday.
Yeah.
Just want to get to know her. She seems like a really nice, I love her show.
Yeah.
I would like to get to know her.
Yeah.
On a more personal level as opposed to just her career.
Absolutely.
And then also, I also had Megan Tonjes.
Yeah.
Some of my dream guests, just to name a few. I mean, these are all dream guests because anybody that is going to come and participate in this podcast, that is a dream come true.
Absolutely.
But as far as like people who have some time known in the business, see, I don't feel like no matter how I say that, it sounds bad.
No.
Okay. Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay. Yeah.
Come.
Absolutely.
Let's do some music while you're here.
Yeah.
Maybe be the musical guest.
Yeah.
I would live. Beyonce.
Right.
Come on, Beyonce.
Let's have Beyonce.
We love your show. We want you to come.
Cheat Day Podcast, Beyonce.
Bring Jay-Z. You know, maybe Blue Ivy. You can leave the babies at home because, you know, they're babies. But
yeah, they're too young.
Bring the whole family, girl.
Yeah.
And then also, like, most deaf would be, like,
Wow.
I saw him years ago in Hollywood. He walked by me, and I'm like, oh, my God, that's most deaf. And then I got to, like, where I was going, and I was actually working at a nonprofit at the time. And I told him I had just seen most deaf, and they're like, let's go back and see if we can get him to participate in the nonprofit.
Oh.
He was gone.
Okay.
He was gone, girl, gone, baby, gone. Ellen DeGeneres, even though I just think I would cry the entire time she was here, she's got an amazing career and story, and she's really good at what she does.
Yeah.
Take some pointers from her.
Absolutely.
Very smart lady.
Yeah.
Very smart businesswoman, you know? Oprah.
Well.
Who doesn't want Oprah?
Oprah. And she was at the royal wedding.
So she was.
She could come and tell us her own personal experience at the royal wedding.
She sure could.
Yeah. First hand.
And then I have this friend. I don't know if I can say her name. I will when she's booked as a guest. But she's a comedian. I used to work with her at a nonprofit. And she is engaged to a woman. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
Okay. So she's engaged to a woman who has a little child. And I actually ran into her not too long ago. They were looking for some kind of engagement for her son.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of gender non-conforming and he's playing around with like kind of gender fluid and likes to wear like clips and berets but hats and play with dirt and just kind of like, you know, loves it all.
Yeah.
And they were looking for groups for him. I would love to have her come and kind of talk about that experience because that kid is growing up in such a loving, warm, encouraging environment.
That sounds amazing.
For that kid, we'll just say kid because I don't know what their pronouns are. Just such a loving environment to grow up in because we work with a lot of young people where that was not their experience by any means. So when you see, which I don't know, and I have a thing about seeing good parenting. Not to say that my parents were bad parents. They weren't the worst. They weren't the best. But I just have like a thing with seeing good parenting. It just makes me very happy.
Yeah, I think especially around transgender issues and gender issues in general. I think that's really great, and I would love that. And also, we don't just want to have celebrities on this podcast.
True.
Like, we want to have real people like your friend.
Yep.
Who are just really talking about everyday experiences and how they've you know, sort of had a kid who happens to be either
gender
exploring,
fluid. Mm-hmm.
And not a lot of people would know how to deal with it or have a negative reaction.
Right.
And perhaps I'm saying your friend perhaps didn't know, because parenting doesn't come with a book.
No, it does not.
Like, when your kid wants to explore gender, you do this, this, and that. Like, that's not how it goes.
Right.
So for them to be so proactive and care so much to actually go above and beyond to find a safe space for their child to explore, it's incredible.
Absolutely.
So to have people like that just to come talk about normal experiences and how they rise above or rise to the occasion, I think is also part of what we want to do.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And again, normalizing these things.
Yeah.
Like, it's normal to play with gender.
Yeah.
I know we're just starting to kind of approach that topic.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. What is it? Gender nonconforming is about to be, or currently is, gender option on your driver's license.
Okay.
I believe so.
Okay.
Along those lines.
Yeah.
To be gender nonconforming.
It's awesome.
It is, because I don't know. I think people should be allowed to be who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that is.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Specifically around the topic of gender.
Yeah.
I think it just freaks people out.
Well, whatever people don't understand.
Freaks them out.
Yeah, but then take the time to understand it.
Correct. Don't just close the door on
exactly.
it. Like, I don't understand this.
Like, I'm afraid.
Right, exactly. It's like, I pride myself on being a very open-minded person.
You are.
You as well.
Thank you.
We're very open-minded people.
Well, yeah. Wasn't always.
We're very minded fluid.
Yeah.
Fluid-minded. We're very open-minded. Let's just cut
that
part out.
Well, let's just say open.
We're open-minded, doing too much. Anyway, but yeah, real people.
Yeah, and you know, with that said, I know I talked about All Go a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So to have Rebecca from All Go come and talk about what they're doing, it would be amazing as well. And let's see, what else do I have? I have... Also at Facella, we met Matthew Paul Robinson.
We sure did.
Amazing designer for who creates for plus size women. Beautiful clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Would love to have him talk about his process.
I'd also like to know why he started designing for plus size women.
Yeah.
Like, what the motivation behind that was. Maybe just maybe seeing a need, but it'd be that this is why it's so great to have guests, because you get to know
exactly
more about them.
A backstory.
That's right.
Yeah. I would also love to have the cast of My House.
Right? Oh, my
All
God.
All of them.
Oh, my God. If we could afford to put them up in rooms.
Oh. But I am specifically, especially obsessed with Tati.
Oh, my God, yes.
And with Precious.
They're both gorgeous.
I think Precious is it's the music is gonna be the nobody's gonna know what hit them.
And hot.
It's Precious.
It is.
Yeah. Cause it's like I can cause the last episode of My House, she I'm not particularly sure what the gender pronoun is.
Right.
Someone's gonna say they.
Yeah.
They were recording music. And it is fire.
It is fire.
Fire. Their voice is like nothing I've ever heard. Yeah. In that part when they gave a shout out to like Cardi.
Yes.
You see that part?
Yes.
Yeah. And then Tati is just gorgeous and talented. And she has a YouTube channel as well. She's doing like makeup stuff. And I can see her going many, many places.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited to see what she does with this opportunity.
Absolutely.
What they all do with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I would love to have them all. I would also love to have the cast of Queer Eye.
Oh my God, yes.
I know they're like major famous now.
But we kind of technically know one of them.
Yeah.
Like 5 degrees of separation.
Yeah. Do you ever meet him? Well,
I actually did meet him, Karamo.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, and he's also a friend of a friend of mine who's a photographer who's also has ties to the center.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm not one of those people to be like, oh, let me, you know, talk to your friend and have them come.
We need to. We need to be like that. Be like, talk to Karamo and tell him we would like him to come to my house. We will feed him. We will give him as many donuts as he was like.
Well, he's been like not. He's have you watched his like Insta stories lately?
Has he been eating a lot of salads?
Well, I think so.
Just no romaine lettuce.
Been like working on him.
Like fitness. Eating more clean, like a clean eater.
I guess.
Okay.
I mean,
we'll make him a really nice fresh salad.
Yeah.
With locally sourced produce.
Yes. I also would love to sit down with Anthony. Just because I think he's so gorgeous.
Yes.
And Jonathan is so freaking funny.
Funny. You guys should listen to his podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is, I don't know.
Is it Curious with Jonathan?
Yeah, I think it's Curious with Jonathan Van Ness.
I think it is too.
Getting Curious.
With Getting Jonathan Curious. Jonathan. Yeah, Getting Curious. Getting Curious with Jonathan. What's his last name?
Van Ness.
Van Ness. Getting Curious with Jonathan Van Ness. Head over to that podcast and give it a listen.
And yeah, and leave a comment. Tell him to.
Tell him you love a show.
And to listen to Cheat Day podcast.
And that Cheat Day sent you.
Yeah. Lena Waithe.
Oh God, I was thinking that. Yes. We could have Lena Waithe and Nicole Wilson, aka Kat Jones.
Katrina. That'd be amazing.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. And then I would love to have Marcy and Jen from the Plus Bus.
Oh, yes.
Because I would love to know the whole story of how the Plus Bus came to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we can. I think we can make that one happen.
I think we can too.
Yeah. Sooner rather than later.
Absolutely.
I mean, we can make them all happen.
We will make
it's
them just, all happen.
It's gonna. Some of them are gonna take some time.
Yeah, it's a building process.
Correct. Correct.
This is exciting that we're going to have all of these guests.
All of them.
All of them. Everyone we mentioned.
I can't wait to meet Blue Ivy.
Is coming. Me too, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. She's a cute kid.
She's a cute kid.
The whole family is really adorable. Mm-hmm. And Beyonce's a queen.
Yeah. Yeah. And Michael B. Jordan will be here, too.
Oh, he sure will.
Yeah. Before we get married, I think he's going
to come to the show.
Come by.
That's how it's all going to come together.
We'll all come together.
Meet your soulmate.
Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, we're going to. This is going to be the last episode for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But we are going to be working on season 2 immediately after.
Yep.
And planning to release soon, maybe midsummer, probably.
Midsummer as in like halfway through July?
Yeah, around that.
Maybe end of June?
Maybe. We'll figure it out.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. We'll talk about it.
We'll definitely post on the Insta.
Yeah.
We'll keep you guys posted.
I think that's where we're going to have to work. We have to work on our Insta.
We do.
We'll take that time to work on the Insta.
We're going
to
post more.
Yeah.
Frankie's going to post more.
Yeah.
Even if it's just like outfits of the day.
Some fashion, darling. Fashion.
Laid like in a way that's very artistic.
Yeah.
You don't have to be wearing the clothes.
Correct.
It could be pre-putting your clothes on.
Yeah.
Baby steps.
Fashion.
Y'all.
But before we go.
Yeah.
We have to mention we are in June. June is Pride Month.
Yes, it is.
In a lot of parts of the world, including California. And just a little bit of, well, happy Pride, first of all.
Happy Pride.
And just a little bit of history. So the month of June was chosen for LGBT Pride Month to commemorate the Stonewall Riots, which occurred at the end of June 1969. As a result, many Pride events are held during this month to recognize the impact LGBT people have had in the world. And in Los Angeles, Pride Week started June 1st, and it will end, I believe, the 10th. It's more than a week, but they call it LA Pride Week anyway. And there's a number of events through LA County that celebrate and showcase LGBT Pride.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting for a lot of people to be out there celebrating their rainbow. in themselves. And just the fact that we can be out there.
Exactly.
You know, loving one another, loving who you want to love. Mm-hmm. Love is love is love.
Love is love is love. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to Pride.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a beat face and a shaved head. Come, yes. come get at me.
Yeah.
Come say hi.
I've been to many a Pride. Different places as well. It can be exciting to be around many people who are sort of sharing that same sentiment.
The energy.
Yeah.
The crowds can be a bit overwhelming.
Correct.
But the energy is, it's electric. You can feel it. Mm-hmm. It's nice to kind of feel that every... I haven't been to Pride in a couple of years.
Oh, really?
No. I always have like a sober lounge and it's cute. I like all the booths. I know we have a booth. Not Cheat Day Podcast, but where we work has a booth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should be interesting.
Amongst all the other booths.
Yeah.
A lot of booths.
All right, so we want to... That said, we want to thank everybody for listening to the first season of Cheat Day Podcast.
This has been amazing.
It's a labor of love. It really came from nothing, and we are building it and building it and building it into something. And really, it is for myself, and I've said it before, is self-care. Mm-hmm. I love doing it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not one to like to talk too much. But I do have some things to say, and I want to say them.
Sure do.
And I enjoy chatting with Kristen, and I enjoy communicating with people on Instagram, which seems to be our main form of communication with everybody who's listening, and with other people who are just being introduced to who we are and what we're doing. And I look forward to season two to bring more people into the conversation. We have a seat at the table for you. There will probably be snacks involved.
A lot of snacks.
Yeah, yeah, because we like to snack. We like sweets. But if you like savory, we can do that.
We can hook manage. That up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we hope that you have enjoyed us, and we hope that you stick around for season two. We promise that it will be exciting.
And even better than season one.
Yeah.
Because you only get better the more you do something, and you practice, and then you get better.
Yeah. That is exactly right.
Yes.
Any parting words?
I really do love your guys' shows, and this has been a lot of fun, and I look forward to continuing this journey. There's a lot of potential for this podcast, and I think we're going to do amazing things. I think we already are, but I think we're going to continue to do amazing things for ourselves and for our community via podcast.
Yeah.
And our empire.
Yes. All right, so we are going to sign out now. Just remember that.
Two simple girls with a dream.
We are two simple girls with a dream. And we will see you soon.
See you next season.
Bye.
Bye. Make sure to rate us and leave a comment. You can also find us on Instagram at Cheat Day Podcast, on Twitter at Cheat Day PCast. You can email us at cheatdaypcast@gmail.com or check our website at cheatdaypodcast.com.